I think we've played well. I think it's been the same story most of the season. We've been playing well as a team. Maybe in both boxes not being as clinical or decisive as we need to be. But hopefully the last couple of games we've picked up a win and a draw in the league, and hopefully that will, you know, start to push on. If you pick up away points, I think it's always good. And I think our home form's been quite good, so hopefully we can continue that.
It's really been the story of the season, hasn't it? That you've dominated games, should have won, and in the end haven't.
Yeah, I think obviously League Two is a different kind of league, isn't it? So teams mix it up probably a little bit more than the higher you go. So sometimes you'll be 1-0 up or whatever it is, and a team will come back and if you're only 1-0 up. So, you know, it's one of those that we're working on, and to be more clinical and manage games a bit better. So in the future, hopefully that will come to pass.
But you're really hoping for a good run now, aren't you? Because when you join a new club, you want to settle in, play the games, make an impression, and injury took that away from you.
Definitely. Like I said, you're not happier than when you're playing games. And when I signed for the club, I just wanted to kick on from the end of last season, carry on playing games and carry on trying to score goals. And I've got, like I said, finally got myself into the team. Hopefully I can get a run of games, and hopefully the team's form will continue to pick up with my return to the team.
Yeah, I bet you thought towards the end of last season, you ended last season such a good goal-scoring form, didn't you? Just take it on into this year, and because of things out of your control, you've not been able to yet.
Yeah, but it's part and parcel of the game, isn't it? You get injuries. I know that all too well. I've had a few bad injuries. So it's one of those, you just got to pick yourself up, keep yourself going, and like you'll always get a chance. Football changes quickly, so that's what's happened, and we'll look forward to the future.
The manager's just been saying, if you ask me who I'd rather, Mark Jammer or Kyle Vassell at this moment, I couldn't tell you. I'd be a deep-lying sweeper and not mark either of them. Are you finding yourselves trying to be as much of a handful for the centre-halves as you can, the pair of you at the moment?
Definitely. I think it's even not just us. I think all three of the team. I think Brad Potts has been fantastic this season. Same as the midfielders. I think they've been really good. So it's one of those where everyone that's... And obviously the competition we've got for place as well with Mark Cullen, Armand, Danny Filisco, you know, the players you're talking about, there's Colin, Daniel, there's players that have quality. So we're just trying to be a handful. Like you said, you know that if you don't play well, there's always someone breathing down the back of your neck. So you've got to perform and try to perform every game. But like you said, got to be a handful. If you're a handful, you'll always get chances. And if you get those chances, hopefully you'll sit them away.
You know this level. How good is this squad in comparison to other squads you've been part of in League Two?
I'd probably put it up there with... In terms of the full squad, probably the best. I think in every position you've got two players that can do a very good job, or would get into almost any team in this league. I think the gaffer asks us a lot of time, would you change or pick from another team, that when we play against teams and there's not many players you'd swap. So I think it's time now we fulfil that potential and quality that's in the squad and put that into results and into wins in every game.
For those of us that don't know a lot about Kidderminster, tell us about it.
It's a good little club. Like I said, it's a nice little family club. Great club at non-league level, could go into the league easily. I think with the right backing, whenever I was there, we tried to play football the right way. And from what I'm hearing, that's what they're trying to do as well this season.
They seem to be low on finance, but having a very good season.
Yeah, I know a few lads there, just from not from particularly my time there, but from people I've played with at other clubs. And they've obviously started quite well, and they're up there, and I'm sure they're looking to get promoted.
You'll be expected to beat them. It brings, I suppose, quite a new challenge. You're two divisions apart, but in terms of, you'll know as well as anyone else, in the level of the conference these days and the Conference North, it's a very high level, isn't it?
Definitely. All the teams, I think, aspire to get into the Football League. Even my time at Kidderminster, our aspirations were to get into the Football League. So I don't think it's a surprise that the quality of the levels below are as good as they are, because better players are being pushed down to get clubs up into the Conference, into the Football League. Into League Two. So we put expectations on ourselves to win every game anyway, so I don't think that's any different. We expect to win on Sunday, and we'll be doing our best to try to win the game.
Just finally from me, with your record of goal scoring, would it suggest that when you get one, two, three and four will come pretty quickly?
I like to think so, yeah. It's one of those. I also think if I'm playing well and somebody else is scoring, as it has been Kyle Vassell, I'm happy. As long as the gaffer's happy, then you know I'm happy to have that role. I don't think I'm a selfish player, so I'd like to think if somebody else is scoring, I'm just as happy as long as we're getting the results, so it doesn't make a massive difference to myself.